Well, another state track and field meet is in the books, Coach. I don't know if I asked you this before the season. This wrapped up year what as a track and field coach for you?
Well, this wraps up year 30 for me as a track and field coach. So, yes, 2024 marks year 30. And what an exciting year down the state track this year with the number of meet and state meet records that were broke. And how exciting is that, that so many of them were in the RPAC?
Yeah, you had to be really, really proud. I couldn't stop saying enough on Friday and Saturday during my reports that every event you had an RPAC young lady or young man in there competing and bringing home medals. It seemed like almost every event, which was great to see.
Oh, yeah, that's always great to see, because once you get down there, you know, you just want to cheer for your area teams and especially your conference. And, you know, the RPAC conference represented very well down there. And, you know, with that change in format with the 400 and the 300 hurdles being finals only, I think for a while here you are going to see some records in those because, you know, when it's a one shot, you know, I think you're going to get better times.
On the boys' side, Margo, you could not say enough of what Carson Trompke did during his senior season. And to go out on the state and win golds in the mile and the 2 mile, the way he did in both those races was amazing.
Oh, it was amazing, you know, and we kind of set him up a little bit, gave him a little taste of actually what he could actually run. You know, we took him up to Best of the West, and he only ran the 2 mile up there. And then we turned around that Thursday and ran at Alma, and he only ran the mile there just so we could try and get those times down, give him a little more confidence going into state. And he's had goals in mind the whole season. And, you know, that 3,200 relay starts off first thing there on Friday, and he runs a 204 split. Makes an awesome comeback to help his team pull an eighth place out of that and earn some hardware there. And so I think from that opening race, he just set the tone for what he wanted to do.
Yeah, don't forget the 4x8. Exactly right. When he got the baton, I was going, okay, he's going to have to make up some ground. And he passed a lot of people up in that last leg, didn't he?
He did. He probably made up about, I'm going to say, 60 to 75 meters. You know, he ran a 204 split, which is the fastest this year for him. It was amazing just to see that, you know, and come in there eighth and make sure everybody gets a medal there. But, yeah, with that 204 split, he kind of set the tone for what he wanted to do. And, you know, he comes back there then later that afternoon in the 3200. He wanted to break 10, and he did. He ran a 9:57 there. You know, his goal was that school record was still 16 seconds away from that, but the first goal he wanted to meet, obviously, was the gold medal down there. And then, of course, then he kind of wanted to break 10 while he did it. And he hit both of those, so extremely happy for him.
We were talking down there in the kind of the media booth up there and asked him, what's he doing? I said, well, he's going to play basketball. And people were going, really? He's not going track? And I thought, well, you never know. He might, that school, you know, where he's going, might be asking, hey, would you like to try track after basketball season? Because, boy, he'd be a great addition to our track program, that's for sure.
Yeah, he would be a wonderful addition to Midland there. And I've always teased him. I'm going to call down there and talk to the coach on his behalf. But Carson will tell you, point out, he does not like to run, which just amazes me for how extremely talented he is in running and what he has accomplished. But yeah, I mean, he went, you know, both the mile and the 2 mile down there, you know, on Saturday in that mile, runs a sub 4:30 is what he wanted, but he was only 6 seconds off our school record on that one. So he thinks, I had 6 more seconds in me, and I think he did. I mean, he just ran so solid and focused from the get-go, and just annihilated the field. He really did.
Tayden Kepin down there as well in a couple of events I thought did well. I know that it didn't quite make the finals of the 200, but he came alive in that 400 meters with a 7th place medal.
He did. Tayden went down there, of course, 200 prelims. He runs a 23.47, which is right where we have had him for the year, but unfortunately, yes, that wasn't enough to make the finals with some of the stellar times down there this year. But he comes back, of course, in that 400 then, or earlier in the day in that 400, and he hung on. He ran solid, runs a 51.97, and secured a 7th place medal. So, yes, all 5 boys that we took down came home with a medal.
And can't forget, you know, Ben Hoberty, Wyatt Jackson, and Gavin Gunderson ran on the 2 relays as well, and those guys have been key contributors for you throughout the season.
They have. And, you know, Wyatt was so ready for the season to be done. He's another one that doesn't really care for running. but he runs so well. You know, Ben, we kind of switched him over to that 4.8 last year, and so he's filled a wonderful spot there. And Gavin, he's just consistently bringing his times down for us. So yeah, those three guys on both the mile relay and the 2 mile relay have just really put up great times for us this year.
On the girls' side, you had some seniors who played a big part of your fantastic season down there and their final state meets. I know having a chance to coach Jalen and being your daughter for 4 years, Margo, has been pretty special as she's done some great things in her career and down there and a couple of events and the jumps and the relays. I know she went out with a bang as well and did great.
Yep, Jalen really did. No, we were kind of talking before districts, and there was the chance that she wouldn't go in a single event. You know, there's always that possibility. And so we were pleasantly surprised when she qualified in all four events. You know, with her, we just didn't know come district time. We opted with the long jump and the triple jump versus the hurdle. She's kind of been running those this year, too. And that kind of panned out for us as far as getting her down there. You know, she jumped 16-1, at least hit that 16 mark on the long jump. I know she was really disappointed with her triple jump. She wanted to hit 33 again and only just barely hit 32 there. But just extremely pleased that, you know, she was down there in four events her senior year. You know, wish we could have come home with a medal for both Jalen and Brenna Detterding. You know, those two have been such major points getters for us their whole career. Wonderful kids. And you just wanted to see them get a medal, but it just did pan out for us this year.
And correct me if I'm wrong, with Brenna, it kind of battled back. I think some sickness, some injuries. I think early in the season, she really battled her way back in conference and districts and state and got herself back and running pretty good.
She did, and she battled some illness. You know, they both kind of struggled. Jalen with that ankle that she sprained at Wilcox that first meet out of the gate, and then Brenna with some illness. And then Brenna's in also. She's in so many other extracurricular activities that she does miss quite a few practices. She does a wonderful job of running on her own, though, and trying to keep herself in shape. But, yeah, once we got her over the hump of being quite so sick, she came back. And, you know, in that 800, she ran a 230.16, which is the season best, so we couldn't have asked anything more out of her.
You had a couple of high jumpers down there, and Jensen comes away with a 7th-place medal in the girls' high jump.
Yes. So Aaron Johnson cleared 4.8 down there, and then Jensen hits a career best 5 foot. We've been chasing that 5 foot for 2 years now, and she finally got it. Just extremely happy for her. She just works hard at what she does, and she ties for 7th down there and comes home with a 7th-place medal.
I know you were kind of hoping for a repeat of districts where all those girls, gosh, how many hit 5-1, and I think if Erin could have got up to 5-1, she probably would have medaled too.
Oh, no doubt she would have medaled, you know, and if you would have told me that 5-2 was going to win it down there this year, I mean, that was the one event, I think, that I thought, well, that probably was going to be a little bit better than what it was. Because a lot of those girls that had placed in the top 3 and 4, they'd gone, you know, 5-3, 5-4 throughout the season. But 5-2 won it on the day, you know, right before there. It was kind of a mindset, too. They switched the mats around. The girls all had marked, and they'd warmed up and were ready to go. And then they made the official call to switch those mats around to the other direction because the wind had kind of shifted on us. And so all the girls had to remark, and we kind of had to re-warm up. And I think that probably did affect some of those girls as far as a mindset going in. But, you know, Jensen just took it, you know, in stride and comes away with a 7th-place medal.
And then Rachel Harris down there, 4 events, you know, and she just 1 spot away in that 800 finishing 9th. She was so close.
She was. So, you know, that 800, she runs a 228.4, ends up 9th, just out, you know, 4/10 of a second out of a medal there. Again, you know, she ran sub 230, which is where we were hoped to getting her again by the end of the year, and we did. She did it at districts, and she did it again at state. So, excellent runs for that young lady there. And then that 400, she runs a 62.46, is where, right where she's been running all season, and just wasn't enough in the stellar, you know, 400 field that we had to come away with a medal.
And the Holtz girls also had a chance. They were down there as well to compete for you. So, and there's underclassmen. So, yeah, you lose some seniors, but you got a good group of underclassmen that will have to, you know, pick up the points a little bit more for you next year.
We will, and we'll look to them. And I think they'll rise to the challenge. You know, we had to make a last-minute adjustment in both that 400 relay and that 1600 relay. And so we brought in Brooklyn Holtz. And she opened up at that leg, and I'm just extremely proud of those girls to make that last-minute adjustment, and especially Brooklyn, a freshman, a huge, you know, venue for her, and to step into that situation, and I thought she handled it very well, and, you know, it's going to help us down the long run to have that exposure down there at Burke Stadium. And, of course, then Jensen also stepped in that mile relay for us and ran a leg there for us. You know, she's been down there in the high jump, but she's never been on the track running, and so I just extremely proud of those relay teams, all the girls on those relay teams, and how they handled the adversity, you know, that we went through, and they performed well, and proud of them.